Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Thunderous applause! Wow, that's pretty good. You know, the best way to start a show, hey kids, here's a tip from your Uncle Scott. If you want to start a show and you're talking to your co-host, who's supported to be a supportive thing, you know, oh, Scott, I love you. Love you too. We talked a little bit how we started the show last week. I did the toilet thing. I thought it was hysterical. Many people in the audience thought it was hysterical. Melissa was like, it was terrible.
This is
right before we started.
I didn't say that.
So ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you my naughty jelly sweet, the crusher of toilet dreams, Mrs. Melissa Whitney. Big hand, everybody.
I didn't say that. All I did was go.
Right, which in wife terms means you suck.
I didn't say any. All I did is go.
Yeah, which that's just like saying, here, how does that, it's like the movie that I don't like, Private Ryan. Shh, I'm just going to put the knife in your heart. Hush, little baby. Costco killer, Jacob. Anyways, hey, if you want to reach out to us and maybe tell me that I'm okay, give me an e-hug. Email on air queue at livinginlv.com, or maybe you want to call us up and say, maybe you could sing Hush-a-Bye Baby, help me go to sleep, because when I go to bed now, I'm afraid someone's going to put something in my heart. You're going to call our toll-free number, 866-966-4599. Of course, you might be on the live chat, which really is a show in itself. By the way, big hand to the live chat over there right now. And I also think we should be saying hello and congratulations to our studio audience. It's great to have you here. So like I said, it's a whole new thing for us. We're excited to have a studio audience. We are wearing clothes, as we mentioned last time, which we don't normally do. And oftentimes, we have a pay-per-view area. And where do you go for that information? Well, you go to VegasVideoNetwork.com. You go to the special iTunes area. Maybe you go to YouTube. Maybe you go to Roku and you check us out at AM 1400 KSHB. From 8 o'clock to midnight. And good luck finding that dirty stuff. Today's weather, it's TFC. Too freaking cold. I don't like it anymore. We're actually using the heater to generate heat up here, because when we walk in, what is it, Jacob, like 60 degrees in here now?
It's you didn't not. Think there was going to be enough hot air up here already?
Oh. Melissa is the Costco killer.
You know it's cold when we have to put the flannel sheets on. We've not had to put the flannels on yet.
You know what I dislike about this new arrangement?
What? Funny?
Well, no.
And people laugh at me?
That's what I dislike. I'm having a real problem with them going, oh, Melissa, she's so funny. We didn't have that before. I could create laughter or applause, but it's bad. Anyways, so it's careful. Careful. It's too freaking cold out here, and we're saddened by the whole thing. And then, of course, we have to talk. Now, last week, our first adoptive child, Kendall. Thank you, Kendall, for the check. It was sweet of you to send that in. Christina. And it did clear. That's good news. So your bedroom is ready. We have made your bed, and we're looking forward for you to paint our house. Our new adoptee is, we're excited about this. Now, let me read to you her adoptive email, because it was quite fascinating.
What did you write?
It would appear that the adoptee is actually in the studio with us right now. We'll see. Dear Papa and Mimi Whitney, good start. She said, Papa, it's actually Pop Pop.
Pop, like pop. Snap, so, crackle, pop?
So one demerit. please adopt me, Christina. Now I want to see if I can pronounce this right. Votipka? How do you pronounce it? Votipka. What did I say? Votipka. Christina Votipka Rummery? Okay. I have reasons I have listed below that explains why this will be a mutually beneficial adoption. Already, she's doing the Ben Franklin clothes. Number one.
You like that. You respect that,
don't
you?
I'm a big fan of that. Number one, as a newcomer to Las Vegas, I could use mentors with great insight into what this town is all about. Well, you're in deep trouble already. Number two, I need caring adopted parents to help me through my speech impediment. For example, I cannot say the word Sahara.
That's pretty good. Number three,
I have a firm belief that if I surround myself with funny, positive people like yourselves, that my life could only reflect that. Okay. Now, you may be saying to yourself, huh, that's great, but what's in it for us? Reasonable question. I believe Christina has a response. She does. Three, four, actually. Like your most recently adopted, Kendall, I am very photogenic. And with the holidays coming, would be a great addition to any holiday photo, because we are repulsive
here.
You will never have to worry about placing me behind a tree, which we do to our other children, apparently, or have me dress up like a reindeer to look presentable. That's a benefit. That's a feature. Number two, I am an enthusiastic person who is fun to be around.
I would say that's true.
And humble. Number three. My husband was a lineman in football up until just a few months ago when we moved. So between him and Jacob, you could have a full bodyguard set.
Oh.
Okay, now we're talking.
Can I have that too?
She's talking to both of us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. Sure.
That's neat.
And number four, I can teach you the proper way of saying Sahara.
So as you can see,
there are very good reasons to add me to your family. Please consider me for your next adoption. Love, Christina. Can't pronounce your last name. Ladies and gentlemen, Christina Whitney. Ladies and gentlemen, let me present to you Christina.
Oh. Yay! She's cute. Yay!
What does your shirt say, Christina? Up there. What, juicy? That's nice. Because I want my daughter to have a shirt that says juicy on it. That's the goal of every dad. Is
Did you to know
have
he
that.
Was a strict dad?
I am a very strict father. I am. She is Catholic, actually. All right, so let's talk a little bit what's been going on in our lives. Here's something fun. A driving test, if you will. How'd that go there, Jacob? Driving test. Okay, I'm going to put up a sign. Go ahead and pop this sign up there, Jacob. I want you to take a good look at this sign. This is on a street by our house. Might be a little hard to say, but it says dead end. Now, it doesn't say not through, it just says dead end. For most people, we recognize that dead end means you probably don't want to keep going through that space. Now, that is a street right behind our house.
Maybe not at a high speed.
Maybe you'll cruise through it.
Maybe you might slowly approach.
Slowly approach. I think that's the key word.
I think that would be smart.
Because if you see a sign that says dead end, you know that eventually the end will come quickly. Fascinating. About 3 or 4 nights ago, I guess, right? How long ago was it? 3 or 4, 5 nights. Let's call it a year ago. We're sitting in a house. I'm working feverishly in the office, in the studio. And Melissa, what were you doing?
I actually had to get up.
It was last Tuesday night.
Right. I had to get up at 3:30 the next night. So I had taken a sleeping pill.
Right.
So I'm kind of knocked out.
So it was about, I don't know, probably 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And we hear, boom, boom, and our house shakes. I mean, shakes.
It woke me up.
And so, you know, we've had issues or concerns in the neighborhood of people kind of walking around in people's backyards and hopping fences. And I thought somebody had hit our fence trying to get in the backyard. So, of course, I put on my clothes.
You went on patrol.
Went on patrol with my flashlight and my five iron. Because every criminal is afraid of a good five iron. So I went out with my flashlight. I'm looking around. There's nothing out there. We don't see anything. There's no people. And I go out in the front yard. I look around with my, I'm nothing, zero. So we're like, well, that was weird. Might have been the wind or something. Go back to work. And Melissa's like,
I go back to bed because I'm kind of.
You're out of it.
I'm a little out of it, right?
And so Melissa gets up, right? And then.
Well, I'm laying there in bed. And we had our window cracked. And I hear, like, it sounds like heavy equipment back there, like a big truck. And I can hear men talking. And I'm like, well, that's not quite right. So I'm like, hey, babe, there's people back there chatting and talking, and I hear a piece of equipment, like a truck or something.
Right.
I didn't get out of bed because at this point I was like done with whatever that was. You were on patrol.
You didn't get out of bed. The hell you didn't.
No, afterwards, after you said police.
Right,
go ahead, tell
we look
story.
In the backyard, and we see a bunch of red lights, red and blue lights flashing behind us. We're like, well, that's interesting. So Melissa immediately gets out of bed and runs to the backyard. Like, hey,
in
we don't know
90.
What's back there. We don't know what's going on. In her 90, right? So we go out there, we look over the fence, and there are two fire engines, an ambulance, three cops, and a car who went over, you know those big cement deals?
They're like,
you know,
about this tall. Like a divider?
The big dividers, they must weigh, I don't know, a ton. Okay, a Jersey barrier. So a car hit this thing at what we thought was full speed.
We didn't hear any braking.
Yeah, we didn't hear any braking. We just heard, and so this car is up on this deal. So I look over and I see this car, and then I see a cop. And the cop has got two legs, and he's pulling these two legs off the side of the car. I'm like, what's happening here? So he pulled this guy who is completely dazed out of his gourd. You know, and stands him up, and he's kind of looking around, and he's like, wow, man, what's going on? What's going on? You hit that thing probably doing 50 miles an hour. That's what's going on.
So hard that it knocked the concrete thing over,
it
actually.
It was nuts.
It tipped over on its side. The thing that was funny, I'm like, what, cops? I grabbed the footstool, the foot ladder, and I'm running through the yard in my nightgown, drugged up, right, and I pop it open so I can see over the fence. My neighbor... All of a sudden, he's like, Melissa, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. I'm in my nightgown, and there's my neighbor, Marlene, and she's trying to look, and she loses her balance, and she falls down and is rolling around. She's rolling around in her yard, and we're both out there. In the middle of the night, I'm on a footstool looking over. She's rolling all around in her backyard. Cops are pulling people out of cars.
It was crazy. And they actually sat the guy down. The guy's like, you know, what's happening here? And one of the cops said, you were in an accident. And he did not know he was in an accident. It was pretty intense. Now, this would be a unique thing, except for this is, what, the third or fourth time?
At least the third time that we know.
Somebody has full speed bashed right into this thing. So
it's interesting.
It is, I believe... a sign of the real driving capability here in Las Vegas. They're some of the worst drivers I've ever seen. And, you know, I grew up in a hardcore driving area in Southern California, full contact, everybody's got a gun. I'm used to it. And I'm telling you, terrible drivers here. So please stay away from our area. Speaking of driving, I got a speeding ticket some time ago.
Yes, you did. You did.
Got a speeding ticket.
And you remember last week we were talking about who was a good driver and not a good driver.
Yes. So I got a speeding. Yes. How many of you had ticket? So I think I'm
okay. Not all of them were my fault.
They never are. Nor was it mine. So I got a ticket. Here, if you want to see what a ticket looks like, it looks like this. Not the pink thing, this thing. So I had a master plan. So I got pulled over for doing 53 in a 35 mile an hour zone.
Wow.
Gee, I don't understand. Why is that a wow? I don't understand why it's a wow.
Jeez, that's
not that fast.
Almost 20 miles.
Almost, but not, because 20 is a magic number, apparently.
Almost.
Anyway, so thank you, honey. So I'm like, okay, well, that's a bummer. And my intent was to fight it. I was going to go to court, and I had the whole thing worked out. So my first argument was, Your Honor, you know, the speeding ticket was 53 and a 35. My car, my cruise control is dyslexic, and it just got the numbers backwards.
Yeah, that would have gone really well.
And if that didn't work, I was going to say, and Your Honor, the great state of Nevada expects me to speed. How do you mean? Well, for example, sir, if you go on the 15 northbound about 4 miles before you get to Craig, you'll see a sign. Now, here's a picture of it. It's a little blurry because it's hard to take a picture doing 50 miles an hour. But on the left side there is a sign that says Craig Avenue is 4 miles. And that neon-y thing in the middle says it will take you 3 minutes to get there. So you know that if you're doing 60 miles an hour, if you got to go 4 miles, well, then it will take you 4 minutes, right? But it's telling me I can go 4 miles in 3 minutes. So kids, how fast are you going to do that?
Fast.
The answer is 80 miles an hour.
That sounds about right, I think.
So I was going to say, Your Honor, you expect me to drive 80 miles an hour on a 65 mile an hour street. I have a dyslexic car. I think you should let me off. Decided not to do that. So I decided to have, you know, the ticket fixed by one of these guys. Now, in Las Vegas, there are a ton of lawyers who say they'll fix your tickets. And one of them is this pink building that everybody knows about here on Vegas.
Pink House.
It's on the corner of Flamingo and Rainbow, I think
it
is. And they advertise a lot. You see them. So I thought, well, I'll give these guys a call because they're everywhere. So I called. It was the weirdest thing. So I called these guys. The phone rang, but nobody answered. This is the middle of the day. Phone rings, nobody answers. I hang up. It's on my cell phone. It immediately calls me back, right then and there. I'm like, hello? Ticket, we'll fix your ticket. Hey, great. Want to get some information on... And he interrupts me. Just boom. No time for me. He says, no points, no traffic court, no points, no traffic school, and one more thing. I forget what it was. And, that doesn't affect your insurance. And that's it. I said, okay, well, what's that cost? He goes, well, it starts at $50. You know, come into the office and we'll take a look at it. I said, okay, but how does it? And he hung up. Just hung up.
That's crazy.
That was it. It was so weird. So I'm like, that's not right.
So what'd you do?
Well, I'm not going to go to people who hang up on me. That seems rude.
Weren't you kind of curious to go there?
No.
Oh, would have been kind of interesting.
No, I don't want to be part of that. So Scotty Pritchard said, I got a guy. Or a company, and it's these guys here called Craig P. Kenny and Associates. Here's their brochure.
Brand How'd you get the brochure already? Did you go down there today?
Oh, no, this was last week.
You went down there last week?
Last Friday. Yeah, because I was supposed to go this Thursday to court, and we got Gilbert Godfrey coming in here on Thursday, by the way, which is kind of cool. I went to these guys. I called them first, and they were very polite, and they said, well, it's $50 to do this. I'm like, well, that sounds good. You'll probably save about $75 off your ticket. So my ticket was $305, which is outrageous. And they said, well, you'll probably save $75, but again, no points, none of that stuff. So great, so I went in there, brand new building, real nice people. So I asked them a couple questions about the business. Guess how many of these tickets they do a month? Any idea?
Each, that place in themselves?
This place all by themselves. How many of these?
2,000.
2,000 a month?
I don't know.
Really?
I guess so.
You guys have a guess? 500? Ira? Anybody else?
1,000?
They do 4,000 to 5,000 a month.
Wow.
Four
we need to go
5,
in business. 000,
that's $250,000 a year, or a month, just on those tickets. Stunning amount of money. And they've got lawyers who just kind of hang out in all these courts. There's 7 different courts or whatever around here. They've got people who are in all these just hanging out. Doing tickets. So they go in, they continue it, so I won't have to do this next Thursday or this coming Thursday. They'll continue it to December. I'm supposed to call them on December 5th. They'll tell me what the charge is. I pay them, and I'm done. That's it. So,
well, can I
so
say
far,
something?
Pretty nice people.
I need to say something.
Okay.
So where I work, we do background checks. And I have had more than one, because we look for any conviction. And so if you don't pay your ticket, a warrant goes out for your arrest, right? I have had on more than one occasion someone tell me that they paid people like this to take care of the ticket. It wasn't processed correctly, and it still showed up on their record. So I'm just saying you might want to, after you pay these people, you might want to verify maybe a month or two. I don't know how long it takes the courts to process that, but you should put a note on your calendar
That's
to
good.
Follow up. Yeah, I've had people say, I paid, I have a receipt.
Well, hopefully they won't be, they'll take care of me. That's great.
The one that I know for sure was the Pink House people.
Well, yeah, see, well, I'm not using the Pink House people because they were mean to me. All right, with that, let's check into a little bit of that listener email, shall we? A little harder to do that in here than when I used to do with the headphones. Still effective.
Well, because you would lean back and take a big breath.
Okay. This is the part of the show where we get email from the people from around the world who want to talk to us. Again, if it's a guy who writes in, I read it. If it's a woman, Melissa reads it. We don't get many women writing in. We adopt women. We don't get them doing emails. This is coming from Bob. Bob asks, hey, little Scott, Melissa. Another question from someone who's looking to move to Las Vegas. I don't remember you covering whether there's a lot of recreational sports leagues here in town. I am from
that's a good question.
Okay. I am from the Chicago area, Chicagoland area, and participate in several men's and co-ed leagues like slow pitch softball, volleyball, and over 40 basketball, and would like to continue play as long as I'm able. Thanks in advance, Bob. There are tons of sports guys run around here. That's the great thing about living in Las Vegas. Is that the weather here is, I mean, it's sunny 300 and some odd days a year, and it's a little chilly now, but usually it's pretty good. So I've seen, you know, it's signs for tennis. I've seen it for men's basketball, tons of golf here, although you didn't mention golf. And then one of the places that a lot of folks who do this kind of thing is they go to meetup.com. And at meetup, you won't have any problem finding a sport. I've seen a lot of volleyball there. Dodgeball is also kind of big here right now. What was the other one that was kind of big? Kickball. That's it. Kickball.
I am curious about the softball. Baseball and softball, leagues in the Midwest are huge, so... I've actually never heard about that here, but I would assume that, there's definitely those opportunities here.
There is.
But I don't know anything about it.
Well, it's because we don't do that.
But if you want to know about a good happy hour, just give us send us another email.
If you want, yes. Bob, if you'd like us to buy you a drink, we can help you there. We know a few places.
I think Meetup's a good recommendation, though.
It's a great place. I mean, it's tons.
Or maybe the Park District. I don't know who usually manages those leagues, but yeah.
Oh, something else I forgot to mention. Under the heading of giving up control, I've always controlled the live chat. Last week, I really couldn't watch the live chat and do this, so I have given up control of my live chat to he who will be named Wayne. And Wayne tells me there is a question from the live chat. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time ever... the Vegas Video Network, Wayne, brother. There he is!
Oh!
That's a good-looking man right there.
Not so much a question, but I was talking in the live chat about the recreation. There's serious leagues, but also I one time was involved with a kickball that's actually beer league kickball. They actually wheel a keg out onto the field, put it out by like second base, and the teams get out there, and it's more a social event than it actually is a sport, but it is kickball.
Seriously.
Yeah.
What is it called again?
There's a league, I believe it's called WACA, World Adult Kickball Association. There's an east side and a west side, and they get alcohol permits for the city park. They go out there, and it's a social event. They have some drinks, they play some kickball, and just have a good time.
I could do that.
And that's why we love Wayne. Wayne tells us the important things. By the way, Wayne and I had a moment last night.
What's that mean?
We had a couple schlitzes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We had some schlitz, and then we had a little wine.
How funny.
It was very professional.
We shared songs.
This is good wine that I'm drinking.
It's La Creme. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to tell you about our big adventure here in the Las Vegas. We'll be right back. You're watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Be right back.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
And we're back. Hey, you know what? We were just proven that our adoption selection, camera four, adoptive gal, Christina, there she is. What a cute thing. It was a good selection. We did the right thing. Or did we?
I vote yes.
She votes yes. Right. If you look at Melissa's glasses, it has been refilled with a la creme Chardonnay. Uh-oh. that I didn't get a beer. Well, I believe I still have Kendall's picture.
It's not over as there. Obvious. It's not as obvious in a bottle.
Wait, did you hear that sound? That's the sound of an angel getting his wings.
Aww.
Or a beer being poured. Look at this. Now. Okay. Ladies, come up here just for a second, Christina. Just wave at the group. Real fast.
She's like,
come down. A little lower. Wave. There she is. That right there, that was our Christmas photo right there, having her wave with a juicy shirt on. It's exciting, really. So, as you guys know, I'm a big fan of the Disneyland, and we spent some time talking about that recently. And Melissa and I were sitting around one day, and we're like, you know what? I wish we could go to Disneyland again. Well, let's not go to Disneyland. Let's go to the Adventure Dome at Circus Circus.
It's almost the same.
Pretty much the same thing. So we did. We went to the Adventure Dome. What? This place is kind of groovy. Or is it? Well, let's see. So first thing we did is, first of all, this is in the back of Circus Circus. I'm not sure if many people go to Circus Circus anymore.
It was very full there. There were a lot of people there.
It was A-packed and big. It's huge. You know, you go in there and there's, you know, stuff, and you keep going, there's more stuff. And then there's a break. I think we have some pictures of some of the retail area that's kind of a break here. I mean, they've got whatever that is, some sort of restaurant-y kind of thing, and they've got even more stuff.
Half off margaritas, I think that's it.
Right? They had a taffy shop there, and what else they got? They got that thing, which is more, that was a picture of this more shops and whatever going on there. And by the way, you can get a foot massage. And it says happy feet, probably not a happy ending. That's not right. And so a lot of that going on, and then there's more casino after that. I mean, there's casino, it's like hidden casinos at Caesars or at Circus Circus that I never knew about. But eventually we get to bum bum bum, the Adventure Dome. Now we took a ton of pictures here. First of all, let's talk about the price. You can walk into this area, which is that big pink domey kind of thing in the back of Circus Circus. You can get in there for free. There is no charge to walk in there. So you can just roam around all you want at no cost.
You can go and watch the entertainment.
Yeah, which there is some that we will talk about in a moment. But which is kind of cool that you can just walk around. It's brightly lit, as you'll see in a minute, at least in the daytime. So a couple deals price-wise. You can get a pass. If you're an adult, $26. If you're a junior, it's $16-ish. And then you can ride all the rides that are there. We've taken a bunch of pictures of the rides to show you what they've got there. Or you can pay per ride. So, for example, there are high-end rides. The roller coaster, for example, was $8 a ticket. And then it goes down. I think there's a $5 ticket and maybe a $3 ticket. So we're just going to roll a bunch of photos so you can kind of see what we did here. There's a lot that we saw that was kind of cool and some stuff that was kind of questionable. Best part, hey, there's a bar. So Dada likes it better than Disneyland just for that part right there. And I was a little disappointed in that they didn't fill the glass up completely.
I thought my drink was strong.
See, mine wasn't that strong. It was less than a shot.
I only had one. I'm just saying. I only had one drink when I was there, but I thought it was strong.
But the fact that they have a bar there, I think, is outstanding. So, and you could tell that we were happy because this picture was taken next. Yep, that's us.
That's my Kenny from South Park picture.
Right. Melissa wanted to wear that the whole day. Imagine my pride. Okay, so we moved on. So you walk in, you see this big mountainy kind of thing. That thing in front of us is, you know, remember on the Stratosphere, there's that thing that shoots you up and then kind of comes down? It's the same ride right there, that stick in the middle. And then we're going to move on here a little bit. More of the same ride. We'll move on a little bit more.
Oh, that's a good picture.
Yeah. Now, this it's hard to see this ride, but it's a disc that rotates, and it moves on a kind of like a smile, like an arc. So you're rotating.
Like a pendulum.
And you're going like this. I consider that a ride that I would not go on, and so we did not. But I thought some people might like that. I think it's called disco or
disco. I would have liked to have gone on that.
Right, but we didn't.
No.
And then we moved on. You can see that it's got that kind of pink hue.
Oh,
this ride
this one
here.
Is good too.
This ride I thought was odd. You get in this thing and that thing turns upside down completely and just kind of hangs you upside down. So you know, all your money falls out of your pocket and stuff. And
everybody's hair was all like hanging down. Like,
yeah.
It was, I think that looked like fun.
Yeah, and we didn't go on that because didn't want to. And then we moved on and they have a little stage when you first walk in there. There was this really interesting group of children singing.
I think they were supposed to be like Glee.
Oh, well then they
I think they were Glee-esque.
I kind of missed the mark on that one. But they're trying. What are you going to do? There's one guy in the background. Oof. Anyways.
What do you mean? It's him and 50 chicks.
Oh, so he may have the inside
he's
scoop.
He's probably, yeah. I mean, the odds are he's got himself a girlfriend or two from there.
Yeah, that would be the odd thing. Tons of video games there, including Melissa's all-time favorite, which we'll show at the last show.
Oh, my God, I was so excited.
She
wasn't.
I mean, literally, we walked in there, we saw, well, we can tell her, Centipede. And she's like, all right, stop, let's go out and get quarters. We got to go play Centipede. All right. So there's a lot of these games all around. I mean, it's basically a big circle. So these games are just all over the place.
A big circle around that mountain.
Keep going. A little snack bar, just thought you'd want to know in case you wanted some crappy food. And there's a bunch of those, you know, the midway games, the games where, and we proved it, you cannot win. And we spent, I don't know, $15 on stuff that we
won.
Win.
The fish.
Well, we won the fish. But you can't not win that one. And for a dollar, you get a fish. That's about
you
this.
Get a Nemo.
Not a real fish. It was like a
Nemo fish.
That we gave away to this cute little kid. But this is, you know, you hit chickens and they go into the pot. And the next one has what? You know, the strong man thing. And we're moving here. And this is one of those rides where the boat does this kind of thing, the rocking back
oh,
and forth.
Oh, that's where somebody threw up.
Right, somebody did throw up.
They did. I'm walking by, and it's kind of elevated to get up there, but you know, that platform is like, you know, my height. And I'm walking by, I'm like, that doesn't smell right, right? There's a funk over here. And just then, a maintenance guy was going in to do cleanup.
Yeah, so there was some of that, which is why I don't go on those kind of rides. And then we moved on. We walked in a clockwise circle. Here is a, you know, the ping pong ball dropper kind of thing. And then we moved on. And guess what, kids?
Oh, I wanted one of these
We spent money on this?
I wanted one of these so badly.
All right, so we spent real money. And Melissa wants to really think about it. Okay, where do I go? Melissa, you're not going to get it. No, I gotta know. How about this black one? No, Melissa, you're just not, no, I think we can get this
he
black one.
He looked loose.
He's loose. I said, honey, they're packed in there. No, we're gonna get this one. So we went to the little guys and put in a dollar, it didn't work. Let's try it again, I think I got it now. Well, great idea, honey, let's do another dollar in there. Nothing. Well, we went to the big guys. They had big, giant Angry Birds. Well, that'll make it easier. No, of course not. So $3, $4.
I was on target, though.
You were on target, but you can't get it out if it's not going to come out.
I'm just saying, I was on target.
Right. So that was, I recommend not to do that moving forward.
But how great would it have been if I had gotten an Angry Bird?
It would have been great. But if you can see there, it's kind of a cool-looking place. You know, the energy there is okay. A lot of bright colors. You know, when we were there, we got there, it was still daylight out. So there was, you know, a lot of families there kind of in the beginning. That changes a little bit as it gets darker, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
I have to say, though, I thought the place overall was really dirty.
Okay.
If I had children, I'd be running after them with hand sanitizer. Do you remember we were seeing the air vents? And
yes.
There was just caked on top of the air vent.
Skip to the last picture, Jacob.
Jumping ahead?
No, not at all, honey. You would never jump ahead. Oh, my God.
Are you going to show
Yes.
There was like a coating of dirt, and you go, obviously the people that work here don't work at Disney or something.
Right.
Like that.
So that's the air vent she's talking about.
It was
you can
disgusting.
See dirt all over it. We have another picture of a problem with cleanliness. Why don't you go ahead and show that picture? Mold from where water splashes up on one of the rides. As a matter of fact, I'll show you that our video of this ride in a second. But it looks like we're going to hear from Wayne again. Wayne.
Just talking about what Melissa was saying, that Angry Birds claw game, we're having a conversation in the chat. Those machines are actually set up like slot machines in the sense that they have a payout percentage. So the machine knows when it grabs.
Seriously?
What? And it's, yeah, because in some states they're actually banned because that's not a game of chance, but rather of skill. So they have a fixed payout percentage, just like a slot machine. So if you just happen to be that lucky person, you can win one. No matter how good your efforts might be, how loose it might be, they have a fixed payout percentage.
You know, I totally believe that because the things would close on something, but then they were just flimsy, like there was no tension in them. So that is interesting.
Another dream crushed by Wayne.
Huh. You know, you're like Cliff. You're full of so much information.
That wasn't much of a compliment, though, Princess.
I didn't say I was going to give a compliment.
Oh. Hey, welcome to my world, Wayne. How is it? Good? Okay.
Great to be here, Scott.
Wayne, get ready. I'm going to give you a compliment now.
Greenland's going to come on. He's going to say, Wayne quits.
No, I love Wayne.
But back to the video. Wayne needs to have a beer and cry in his beer.
I'm sorry, Wayne.
So that one of the rides there, excuse me. Oh, my God, that was pleasant. One of the rides is a water chute kind of thing. And we have a video. Flume, water flume ride. And we have a video of that Jacob is going to show you.
That would be amazing if you were a kid.
Right now, it's pretty good. That where that water splashed is where you saw that photo of the bold. So, but pretty cool ride. Moving forward, back to our pictures, back to our tour of the Adventure Dome. We also saw, what else we got there, Jacob? I know we got a ton more. Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. Next one. There it is. Some more games that you can't win, of which there are many. Hello. Moving forward. Even a batting cage. What? A batting cage there at the Adventure Dome. It was it's a video-based one. It's not really a batting cage, but it's kind of cool. That's a shot from the upper. There's two decks on this place. From the upper deck, looking down at some of the carnival games, gives you a sense of how large this place is. It's a pretty good size. Moving. Again, a sense of the size. I mean, it's a pretty large place. And there's a map of it. You can kind of see, if you move my picture out of the way, you'll see there's two decks. And the upper deck, the one that you see in the second level, is where you go for the roller coaster. Now, let's talk a little bit about the roller coaster. So, I'm a big roller coaster fan, right? Love Disneyland's roller coasters. And we saw this roller coaster. We're like, that looks like a pretty good roller coaster. It's got two 360s, which is good. And it's got a corkscrew, I'm like, which is good. I think we should ride that. So, we decided not to get the wristband for $26. We just paid our $8 each. Decided to go on the roller coaster. I decided to take a video of our ride on the roller coaster, and you're going to realize that I'm a little girl.
All right, here we are, Melissa and Scott, on our great adventure.
Oh, yes! Wow!
So far, so good. Seconds into it, no fear yet. Panoramic view of the entire area. All right. Folks have a whole lot of stink. There we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, down there. Here we go.
So clearly I violated the rule of using the S word. I completely forgot that I was going to put this on the show. So I was like, yes, yes.
But it was good.
It was a really good roller coaster, didn't you think?
I did. Do you remember what I said about it?
You thought it was better than anything at Disneyland.
Except for Space Mountain.
Right. And so divorce paperwork has been proceeded? Because I cannot have somebody say that.
No, actually, I'm just talking about from a strictly roller coaster standpoint.
It was very...
How would you rank it?
I'd give it a 9. The truth is...
What would be the best roller coaster at Disneyland?
At Disneyland?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say Space Mountain's pretty good.
What would you give that?
10.
Really?
That's Space Mountain.
This one.
Disneyland.
This one really got your stomach.
That's good. Well, it was kind of hard to tell on that video, but after the two loops, we did a corkscrew, and you really can't tell on that video that we did a corkscrew. But the truth was, after that second loop, after I was, you know, crying like a little girl, I really thought to myself, I could be done now. That was a good ride. But no, then we hit that freaking corkscrew, and that's when I started to cry like a little girl. Anyway, so if you like roller coasters, I think that's far and away the best roller coaster on the Strip. We've been on this one. We've been on the, New York. Of those two, it's easy. Now, we haven't been on the Sahara one. No one will be. And the Prim, has anybody been on the Prim one? Was it good? Do you like it? Really?
Is there a meaning is there it's a not those
old rickety? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Do you not like roller coasters?
No, I did the log right there.
There you go.
But yeah, from a roller coaster perspective, it doesn't get any better. Hey, Wayne, let me hear from you again, can I?
I was just going to say that Hannah in the chat room really enjoyed that you were totally giggling like a girl in that video.
Oh. You do love your roller coasters,
Hannah,
though,
I believe,
you?
Is probably Wayne's wife. That wasn't very nice.
He does the same thing at It's a Small World.
I do. I giggle like a little girl in It's a Small World. So what? Don't judge me.
I wasn't judging.
It's
I
a
was
good,
only
it's
making
a good
a
ride.
Comment.
Come on now. All right. More pictures so we can get past the fact that I sounded like a crazy woman during that entire video. Oh! And here, ladies and gentlemen, is when the surf meets the turf. Air hockey, people. 4 or 5 air hockey tables. So we walked by and we're like, okay, air hockey, that's nice. And we came back and we played. We got it. Now, I will be honest with you. I thought I was going to beat the crap out of Melissa. I've got good hand-eye coordination. X-tremor. Easy. So we played. And she's a lot better than I thought she'd be. first game, who won?
I did.
Eesh.
You were a little worried then, weren't you?
I was surprised.
You were a little concerned.
I was concerned.
To the point where you said best two out of three. Because one win, you just couldn't let it sit.
Yeah. And so then we played the second game, of which I was victorious. And I said, okay, there we go. We're done. Actually, I didn't say best 2 out of 3. You said you want to play again. I said, of course I want to play again. Can't be beaten by a girl.
Well, you were looking so mopey.
Yeah, well, so then we played again. Now, meanwhile, it's kind of hard to see there, but you can see these big poles, these pipes on the side of the these games.
The framing.
So, Melissa, I don't know.
I got so excited, my little
her handle thing,
bushy thing went flying.
She goes to pick it up. She gets up and goes bang and hits her head. Oh, it was brutal. It was really bad.
I had a big goose egg then. So I had a big goose egg. So
you said
basically,
you saw stars, right?
I did see stars. So I had a head injury now.
Right. So she probably blames.
Last game, I had a head injury.
Well, the second. Well, that was the last game, huh?
That was the last
right.
game.
Because so,
we were tied.
That's right. We played 2 games. And we were like, okay, good. You know, kumbaya. We'll leave it at that. She's like, she's competitive, this one, just so you know. She's like, we can't do that. We got to go best 2 out of 3. We don't have to, honey. Oh, we're doing it. Put another dollar in the jukebox, baby. All right. So we're off and running. We played. Now, I got serious in this game. 3 in a row. Bam, bam, bam. Score, score, score. I'm like, okay, here we go. This is going to be easy. You know, a blow to the head makes it easier to play against somebody. And then, boom, 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 she got back. It's 3-3. What's happening? Eventually, who won?
Scott won by a head injury. I think that we might have to have a rematch. Yep.
Right. And I'll take it because now I know what her weakness is. No. Head injuries.
No,
our next network outing is going to be bowling. We've decided the next Vegas Video Network International competition will be bowling.
Do they have any bocce ball here?
Oh, bocce ball is fun. Is there bocce
anybody
ball
know?
Here? Anybody in the chat knows if there's any bocce ball here? It's like lawn bowling. It's really fun.
Italian bowling.
Yeah, lawn bowling. It's fun. More pictures? Let's take a look and see if we got any more. Chaos.
Oh, that looked good.
That ride looked terrible. Next.
You don't like anything that's spinny.
I don't like to go in circles because it makes me sick. Just a shot of some, you know, a nice colorful area. Very pretty. Nice stuff. For the kids, a bus that goes up and down. Like a good bus. There's the entrance to a miniature golf place. I wish I had met Wayne here. I would have beaten him badly here. Moving forward. And just some more, you know, shots of the area. It's becoming dusk. It's romantic. That's one of those rides where you strap on, you bounce up and down, that kind of deal. Balloons. Hell, you can't beat balloons. That's pretty cool. A lot of rides.
Yeah, I would be afraid of that.
Really? Is there any more?
I don't like Ferris wheels.
Oh, yeah. And then finally, we had to have Melissa playing Centipede.
With my Kenny hat on.
With her Kenny hat on. Now, while this was going on, this is interesting. The clientele here is changes from daylight to dark time. So when we got there, it was still light out, and there was a lot of families, and there's some kids running around. I suspect that there are parents who are just dropping off their kids and saying, all right, little Billy. Like, we saw one kid who was basically kind of just roaming around by himself, playing games, going on rides. It's kind of sad, really.
And I thought he was probably 9 years old, maybe.
He's probably a little older than that. But
maybe 10.
Probably
10. Not very old. And we never saw him with anybody.
Yeah, no.
Like, no other little kids or even an adult.
Right. So it starts to get a little shady there. And when Melissa was playing Centipede, I was sitting next to her, you know, rum and coke in hand, watching the game. Great competition. She was doing well. And I see a little laser light kind of flick around me and tap her on the back of the head. So some kid had a laser light, a little laser stick, right? And so I'm like, I look over and I see this punk kid who basically was me when I was 12. So he had the long blonde hair, you know, kind of a crappy little attitude. So I looked at him, and I was about, I was about 10 feet away from him, 15 feet away from him. I said, hey, you know, put that away or I'll take it away from you. And, you know, he's with his little friends, and he's like, you can't do that. So I approached him quickly and said, would you like to bet me on that? And he put it away. Right then.
I didn't even know any of this was happening.
No, because you were playing Centipede.
I was so into Centipede.
So, you know, he was one of these punk kids. It was kind of annoying, and they started to become more of these kids kind of running around. So we went back, she finished the game, and of course the kid does what? Flashes the laser as we're walking away. I'm like, all right. So I see a gal, a worker bee there, and I said, hey, you know, are you security? No, I'm not security. Do you need security? Well, there's a kid over there who's flashing laser lights in people's on heads and faces and stuff. That's kind of a problem. You should probably throw him out. And she goes, oh, I know exactly who it is. We'll get right on it. And so off she went.
But I bet you that they've had a lot of problems with that same kid.
I think so. She seemed to know right away this is the kid with laser stick, whatever. So we ended up doing another lap of the place, and he was still there when we came around again. But he saw me, and he turned around. He was playing the chicken thing, you know,
yes.
Hit the chicken in the pot, and he wouldn't look at me at all. He was going, all right. So, and we saw that at the end of the night, a lot more kids, you know, like teenagers, mm-hmm. who a lot of them just kind of looked like they were looking for trouble a little bit. It was kind of a weird, the vibe changed significantly over the course of an hour or two.
Well, you know, as a teenager, though, you know what you do is just hang out, right? That's what you
yeah.
do, right? You just hang out. And so that's why, like, at the casinos that have movie theaters now, you know, a lot of times you have to be with a parent after a
right.
certain time at night because they don't want kids just hanging out, you know, at
yeah.
the casino.
Yeah, so that's we got a question. What do we got, Wayne?
Well, to answer your query you asked from earlier about bocce ball, Hannah in the chat room says that Rouse, R-A-O, I think that's how you say it, at Caesar's Palace, has bocce ball on the patio.
Oh, there you go.
Seriously? I had no idea.
Does she know how many courts they have?
I'm not sure, but I'll find out for you.
I know. Okay.
Wouldn't it be fun to go play bocce ball? Get a big
I don't think anybody knows
pasta.
How to play but us.
Well, they can
learn. So let's play. Oh.
They can learn.
Apparently some people know. We have no
advantage. Yeah, the Italian connection over
Something
there.
Something else. So.
Maria, I thought you were Italian.
How would you. She doesn't look Italian.
I know. I thought you said you were Italian.
Look at her.
You know what? It's your friend.
There you go. Adventure Dome.
French German. What? Oh. We'll have fondue. And then we'll go play bocce.
You guys done? Just so you know, nobody can hear her side of
we're
the conversation.
We're in the living room.
I know.
We're hanging out. We're having a fireside chat, and I'm chatting with Marie.
Right, Marie, next time you use the bathroom, please put the toilet seat down. Adventure Dome, overall.
I had a great time there, but it is dirty.
So you need to clean it up.
It'd be super easy to get one of those lifts. Get a feather duster and get a Swifter or whatever. And yeah, come on. Oh, and on the one thing, this was disgusting. On the roller coaster, there was a pole. It was covered in gum as you were going up. So people on the ride were spitting their gum.
They're taking it out and sticking it out.
On the pole. Really, it was just covered in gum. Disgusting.
Yeah. So they need to work a little bit on cleanliness. Overall, though, the rides, it was a great roller coaster.
Well, and can I just say one more thing? In addition to Centipede, they also had Space Invaders.
Oh.
And Galaxia. Ooh. And Ms. Pac-Man. And they were all three right next to each other. So I was oblivious to what Scott was doing, which is really
trying to protect her from laser beams.
I was just going from game to game to game. But which is really funny because I really don't play video games.
Yeah.
But I love, oh my God, Space Invaders, Galaxia. And the other one I want to play is Asteroids.
Right.
They need to get an Asteroids one there.
So I would say go in the daytime.
Bring some hand sanitizer.
Some stuff. A lot of quarters. And they have a bar, which is good. And at nighttime, I don't know so much.
I did really have a lot of fun.
We had fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, we did.
So we'll give it an overall recommendation. What are the two photos?
Oh.
Thank you, Jacob. Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Look at this. Is this the greatest haircut ever? Look at this. We were in line getting our ticket. And so it's hard to take a picture of somebody without them knowing it, especially when you're right next to them.
What would you call this hairdo? The back snooky?
It kind of has a little Frankenstein-esque look to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean, you can see where her natural curve of her head was. You were like, what's in there?
How'd I do it? I thought it was a toilet
you
paper
were
roll that she put in the back and then piled her hair over the toilet paper roll.
It's a bump.
I mean, how'd they do that?
It's a bump.
Melissa was like, don't take the picture. I'm like, oh, I got to take this picture.
I think they take it in the brush and they wrap it in the brush. Then they shellac it with like 10 coats of Aquanet.
Maybe there's a calzone in there or something. Some sort of food. And what was the other picture? Oh, yeah, this is awesome. So, you know, we got to get money to play all these games. So we go to this ATM, and I love the language here. Proceed to another cash access device. About go to the ATM down the street. It cracked me up. I'm like,
which
okay.
Was also down.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So all their ATMs were down. It's pretty neat. All right, so overall, daytime go, nighttime, bring a gun with a laser sight.
We really had a good time. We really.
I know somebody.
I'm bagging on it because it was a little dirty there, but yeah. I thought that we really had fun.
Had fun. People were nice there, by the way. It was good. It was fun.
It is circus.
All right, we're gonna take a quick 15-second break, and we'll be right back. We're gonna talk to, if all goes well, Ted. Back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Chris Phillips from Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. And if you stop by the studio, our producer Scott's going to buy everybody a drink.
Melissa has decided that we're not going to call Ted Ted. We're going to call him Theodore. Surprisingly, he hasn't called in.
He seems sophisticated. Like,
he is a sophisticated.
We either have to call him Theodore or Teddy.
Why don't we ask him? Ted, are you there, brother?
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear that you're talking, but I can't hear you. Stand by.
Okay.
There we go. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Ted Newkirk!
Thank you.
Ted is the...
Cut out on my end. Sorry about that.
No worries, brother. Ted is the grand poobah, I would call him, of Access Vegas. There's his website right there. If you want to know anything about the Vegas scene, I'd strongly recommend you check out accessvegas.com. He's got a great newsletter. What do you got, like 45,000 million people who follow that or subscribe to that, Ted?
Yeah, 46,000.
Wow.
46,000 people.
That's crazy.
So, climbing quickly.
Can we call you Theodore, Ted?
That's my official given name.
Do you prefer Teddy?
No, my grandma used to call me that. She's not with us anymore, so let's leave that one alone.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's
way to go,
enough.
Melissa. Now you made Ted sad.
How about, like, T-Dog?
T-Dog?
Yeah, there we go.
All right, T-Dog.
Jesus Christ. You ready to jump into the tourist tip?
This is Ted's tourist tip. Tell me what you got, my brother.
Okay. Let's talk about one of Las Vegas' oldest free attractions and one that many end up not seeing or thinking about, and that is the Treasure Island Pirate Show. Now, this show was one of a trifecta built by legendary Las Vegas hotel developer Steve Wynn. Now, obviously, first came the Mirage with its famous volcano out front, and that was built in 1989. And, in fact, they just redid the volcano show and kicked it up a notch a few years ago. It's really cool. The second was indeed the Treasure Island Pirate Show. I was built with the Treasure Island in 1993. The third is probably the most famous Las Vegas free outdoor attraction. Obviously, that's the Fountains of Bellagio, and that opened in 1998 with the hotel. Now, back to the Treasure Island Pirate Show. 10 years ago, the show was revamped into the Sirens of T.I., where a group of sexy women in skimpy clothes capture and torment their male adversaries. And
that was 10 years ago?
10 years ago, I'm not kidding. I looked it up. I had to double check myself.
Those pirates are getting old.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. A lot of the original ones from the Sirens are still with the show, and they're still looking good. But so what the new Sirens do in the past 10 years? They capture and torment their male adversaries, and what it turns into a big song and dance spectacle with the cannons and the fireworks. It's interesting you brought up the old show. If you want to see the entire professionally shot old version of the show on YouTube, if you remember it back when it was a true pirate battle and want to relive it, all you got to do is simply go to YouTube and do a search for Treasure Island Pirate Show 1997. Once again, Treasure Island Pirate Show 1997, and it'll be the first result. So for those of you that remember the old show, you can go back and enjoy it.
Okay.
Now, the thing about this...
Ted?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on.
Yes.
I'm going to poll the studio audience. For those of you who've seen the old pirate show and the Sirens pirate show, round of applause if you liked the old show. Round of applause if you liked the new show.
Yeah!
I much prefer the old show. Much.
I like the sexiness. I like the hot women of the new show. But there's something about that old show that was just, you know, Vegas and Treasure Island and had a thing going on to it.
Yeah.
So anyway, most people see the show as an afterthought. A lot of people don't even think about it anymore, and that's why I'm bringing it up. They'll be going by and they'll see the crowds gathering and decide to stick around and check it out. Well, the problem with that means a significant amount of the sidewalk crowd is, you know, way in back of 800 people. They're trying to strain to see over everybody's head. So here's a couple of tips I have for you as far as viewing the show. First of all, arrive a bare minimum of 30 minutes early and wait it out. That'll get you to the front. Also, the majority of the action happens over to the left side of the Pirate's Cove. So what you want to do, arrive 30 minutes early, get yourself a front row seat, or I should say a front rope seat, because there's ropes on that gangway that leads into the hotel, and get it on the left side. So those are my tips to see the show. And then as far as when it plays all year at 7, 8:30, and 10 o'clock, and then they do add some seasonal times in the in the spring and fall. They run earlier, they run later. Very important, though, do call ahead, because we got over there the other day at 5:30 or before 5:30 because I wanted to see it because I hadn't seen it in a while. And the website said it started at 5:30, and there was no 5:30 show. So with anything in Vegas, it's important that you're going to see at a certain time, free shows, et cetera. Take the 2 minutes and call them ahead. So that's what I got for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Theodore Newkirk.
All right.
Thank you, Ted.
I love the new set, and we'll be back on with you next week.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, right. Ted.
And with that, remember, call the folks over at TI and say you want the old show back. That's what Ted really wanted you to know.
I like the old show.
Huh?
I like the old show.
Me too. I want it back. That's what I want. I don't like the, surprisingly, you would think that I would like the heathens over in the corner there in the production area, that I'd want the sexy thing. No.
No, you're a purist, though.
I am a purist.
In most things, you're a purist.
I want the pirates back. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, that kind of wraps up the big show, everybody. Thanks very much for playing along. Again, if you want to reach out to us, you can check our email at onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. Our toll-free number, 866-966-4599. And if you don't see us live, you can check us out on VegasVideoNetwork.com, Roku, iTunes, YouTube, and every Friday night on KSHP AM 1400 at 8 to 10 o'clock. Again, that's it. On behalf of my 90 Jolly Suite, I am Scott Whitney. That's Melissa Whitney. We love you. And we are now going to have our adopted child paint our house. See you guys later. Goodbye. Ticket.